St. Louis Cardinals.
They all want to be our next president. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Joe Biden's Green New Deal agenda is good for Beijing and bad for Detroit.
The reason why people are striking in Detroit is because Joe Biden's interference with capital markets.
But former Vice President Mike Pence and Doug Burgum were often overshadowed at the second Republican debate on Fox Business by Vivek Ramaswamy.
I have a radical idea for the Republican Party. We need to win elections.
So he defended his use of TikTok to campaign.
Part of how we win elections is reaching the next generation of young Americans where they are.
That drew the ire of Nikki Haley.
Excuse me. Now wanting kids to go and get on the social media that's dangerous for all of us. You, when you were in business with the Chinese that gave Hunter Biden $5 million, we can't trust you.
But Haley herself took a few shots from Tim Scott, and some also targeted the no-show frontrunner, Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis said,
Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight.
Chris Christie called him Donald Duck for ducking the debate. The former president replied to Fox Digital that anyone who comes up with a nickname like that should not be running for president.
I spoke to him exclusively late last night, and he says he has no regrets. Quote, I thought it was much more important considering I have a 56-point lead for me to be dealing with the UAW and the fact that the Biden administration is going to destroy their jobs for the next 2 years by going all electric.
Fox's Brooke Singman. It is day 14 of the auto workers' strike, and the union's threatening to expand it again tomorrow if there's no progress in talks with Ford, GM, and Chrysler parent Stellantis. President Biden went to the picket lines Tuesday. Next hour, House Republicans will hold their first impeachment inquiry hearing probing his alleged ties to his son Hunter's overseas business dealings, but Democrats call it all political with no evidence of Biden wrongdoing. America's listening to Fox News.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Hey, you're up next. Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
When you ask California's governor, who won last night's Republican presidential debate, Gavin Newsom says Joe Biden, that the president was a big winner. Of course, he's a Democrat and was there.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he attended the second GOP presidential debate to make the case for the Biden-Harris reelection ticket.
I was asked by the Vice President and the President of the United States to come here.
The Democrat has repeatedly said he has no intention of running for president in 2024, despite long-running speculation. I also asked him about another debate, his upcoming face-off on Fox News Channel against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis is running for President of the United States, and he wants to, in the middle of his presidential campaign, debate a governor for California. Think about that. It's disqualifying.
That November 30th debate in Georgia will be moderated by Fox's Sean Hannity. From the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Travis King is back in the U.S. That was the plane he arrived on early this morning in San Antonio, the day after the American soldier was kicked out of North Korea, where King fled in July to avoid being sent back to the U.S. to face army discipline after being jailed in South Korea on assault charges. Our lottery dreams once again did not come true last night. Nobody won the Powerball, so the jackpot grows to $925 million Saturday. There was a big winner in Florida.
Lottery officials in Florida confirming that the winner of a $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot has come forward, claiming the prize earlier this week. No word on who it is or whether they took the lump sum. The winning ticket from August 8th was sold at a Publix supermarket in Neptune Beach, the largest Mega Millions jackpot ever and third largest overall, behind two Powerball jackpots, the biggest ever topping $2 billion last November. Under a new Florida law, the winner's name remains anonymous for 90 days after the prize is claimed. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures barely moving ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. 2 weeks after an explosion at the ADM East plant in Decatur, two workers still in the hospital. Eight employees were hurt in the September 10 blast. Since then, six have been released from the hospital. Corn deliveries and normal operations resumed at the East plant last week. City of Decatur continues to make improvements to the city's water system. The city using ARPA funding for the multi-million dollar infrastructure project at the South Water Treatment Plant. This consists of updates and bringing in new technology called Claricones. These cone-shaped basins larger and can produce more drinking water than before, on top of using less electricity and moving parts. University of Illinois Willard Airport being recognized by the state. Airfield named the primary airport of the year by the Illinois Department of Transportation. A primary airport's defined as a commercial service airport with more than 10,000 passenger boardings each year. Willard selected because of a strong commitment to customer safety and satisfaction. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
First of all, if there's a $5 million scratch-off winner in the Savoy Schnucks, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
But who's spending $30 to try and meet? Maybe meteorologist Greg Sawyer would spend $30 on a ticket.
Uh-huh.
Would you spend $30 on a scratch-off ticket, Sawyer?
It's just for that Powerball thing?
No, it's a scratch-off $5 million opportunity at just a little scratch-off with your quarter.
Yep, somebody won $5 million
in Savoy. Wow. That's pretty good. Anyway, but I wouldn't spend $30 on a ticket unless they told me it was $5 million.
That's right.
For sure I would.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, it's our meteorologist, Greg Sawyer.
I'm hoping he's still there.
I think he just blipped out. Is it something I said?
Should we continue the conversation? This is where Aiden works, and he was all excited. He bags groceries there between 8:30 and 12:30. And
best bagger ever.
Thank you for that. When I told him, when he was telling us the story yesterday at dinner, we were like, what?
$5 million scratch-off winner in Savoy. Anonymous, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But your neighbors just bought a new whatever, you're going to know, okay? You can't be anonymous. Too many people.
Especially in this town.
No, you'll be, but that's still like, okay, that's great.
But it was Illinois Lottery's million match scratch-off game, so Schnucks gets $50,000 for selling the winning ticket.
Well, again, it's one of those deals, and here I am complaining, but the $5 million isn't $5 million. It's probably one time of 2.2. Then you're paying $1 million to the government. Now you're down to $100,000.
Well, thanks for raining on the parade here,
just
Stevie.
Just telling you to don't run out and spend $300 on 10 to those tickets.
Yeah, you're
it's a bad bet.
Well,
okay? But it is cool.
It is fun.
And it is a cool story, but it's not $5 million.
And the Powerball is where it's at because it is rolled over. So
I don't even look at that until it's over $1 billion. Come on. I don't.
Okay.
It's just not worth my time.
I see.
Anyway, it's a measly $900 million.
When it comes to the weather, by the way, high 75 today, low 58, mainly cloudy. And we've got this dense fog advisory in effect. Temperatures currently at 62.
Okay. Amy needed to sell her mom's home in Thomasboro. And she needed, obviously, as much as she could get because there were some long-term thoughts. So they suggested, another realtor suggested $130,000. She got to Nate Evans, and they said, whoa, we believe it's more like $160,000. Well, Nate Evans and his group, his experienced team, instead of $130,000, they got $162,000.
Mm. I'm telling you, the experienced team makes the big difference. You can do that online search to Nate Evans Group and learn all the ins and outs. There's experience. His agents are very experienced, and they all have at least 100 homes or more that they've sold. And they know the staging. They know the community. It's the place to go in case you want to sell your home or buy a home. That secret list of homes is also a good online search. So call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. Nate Evans Group can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees as you sell your home for the most money possible. And search Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
So the Stever offer, the programmer, I, Stevie J, gladly give you my money to go spend at said business. Today's business is Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable and darn good at what they do. I'm handing out car, truck, or van batteries. And I'm buying like six for you today. So
nice.
GoStever.com. GoStever.com. If you want a chance at that, you get an email tonight after 8. If you win, you have about a week to go in there and get it done. People just comment all the time. It took me 20 minutes. It's just, I'm watching them do it. It's unbelievable how fast. So there's that. So it's nice and fast. All right, ESPN 93.5, it is 8:12. We're going to jump to our morning sports.
Okay.
And the big story is the Chicago Cubs are just, they've had two, dare I say, devastating losses where they've really had the victory.
Right.
And I think they're playing, let me think about this, okay. They have some, the Atlanta Braves, I believe, are the best team in baseball. That's how good I think they are. Now, they have some pitching issues because of injury. But man, they had Acuna.
Yeah.
This amazing player that hits over 40 home runs and got his 70th stolen base last night.
Mm.
He was the winning run. It was in the 10th inning. The score was tied after he tied it. And then he was on second base. Albies hit a single. It was a bang bang play at home plate. He got his hand over the plate to win the game and take a win away for the Chicago Cubs, who desperately need it.
Right.
To get into the wild card. They're now tied with Miami. Miami split a doubleheader. The Miami Marlins are tied with the Cubs. They control the tiebreaker. So there's four games left, and the Cubs and the Marlins are tied. If the Marlins win their last four, it's over. They're going ahead of the Cubs. Cubs got to try and get a win. They got to go to Milwaukee. It's a tough finish with Atlanta and Milwaukee.
Right.
Really hard. So we'll see. We'll root for the Cubs on US 105.9.
That's right. Or you can go to Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. That's always a great place to watch these, you know, very important winning games and, you know, just share your thoughts with other fans. It's a great place to hang out. Milwaukee over St. Louis yesterday, 3-2. But again, aren't they saving the pitchers and all that for...
I mean, Milwaukee beat the Cardinals, and it's just...
I mean, it's the end of the season, then they're locked in.
I was watching the Cubs.
Right.
That had more meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Wainwright, by the way, is done. He's not going to throw any more pitches. He had a great finish, got his 200th win. It was a great finish.
Yeah, yeah.
They're talking about if it doesn't matter to the Cincinnati Reds this weekend and the Reds are out of the wild card because they're still in it technically, but if there's no baseball ramifications for postseason, they're going to let Adam Wainwright bat one more time.
Okay.
Because he loves hitting, and they're going to let Adam Wainwright take to the plate with a bat one more time over the weekend. They have a huge Adam Wainwright day with a pregame. We're going to go to pregame progress at 12:45 for all the ceremonies for Adam Wainwright on Sunday on radio.
Nice.
If you want to be part of that this Sunday.
I want to say Parkland's due to go down there, and they're going to be playing on an event this weekend, too, at Busch Stadium, that I had heard something about that. Parkland's volleyball team won again yesterday. Our volleyball team will be in action against Penn State at Huff Hall on Friday at 8. And, of course, the football team, West Lafayette, taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. What team will get the cannon? It's a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. And then I want to remind you, the rest of your Saturday, all good in downtown Champaign as we learn more about CU Oktoberfest from 3 to 10 with the Developmental Services Center. We're going to talk to Jody Harmon very soon.
Talk about that coming up. I cannot believe it. But please,
I know that we're all at the end of September, it's Oktoberfest time.
Does anybody else, not forget about the day of the week and the date. Does anybody struggle with it sounds bad. Does anybody struggle with what month we're in?
the last quarter is upon us.
I know, but I mean, it's like...
And it goes so fast when it's September, October, November.
When you wake up, do you know where you are? I mean, I don't know the date. I just know that it's Thursday.
It's September 28th, Stevie. Okay,
I got you, but I've been told that. I mean, I'm struggling. It's amazing. Is that how, when you get older?
It is a little Groundhog Day-ish.
But I mean, when the world spins a little faster when you get older, and I don't get that.
Right.
Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's not like we're busier than we were.
Right. You see people posting when it's certain days or anniversaries or the kids and, first day at school or homecoming pictures we're seeing now. And then people post. It goes so fast.
It's just like, the earth spins at about 1,200 miles an hour and we don't feel it.
Right.
And I think somewhere earlier in life when you're wanting to be older and then you get to that point and you want to meet somebody and then you get to that point where you're getting married, and then you get to that point where you have a family.
Yep.
And it all, in the moment, it feels like this is just going to take a long time.
Yeah.
And then it goes so fast you can't even remember. And then when you get older, though, when you're less busy with all that, it seems faster. It's just an anecdotal moment. I just thought about that.
Thank you for that in our morning therapy.
Yep.
Hear the show anytime at steviejay.com. Well,
before you get married, and Grace and Jacob are getting married here in a couple of months, and we're in full mode.
Yeah.
Janet is unbelievable all that she's able to do.
It's a lot of details.
It's 24/7. It's 24/7.
I feel her pain.
Well, it's not pain, but it's busy. And it's you worry about, are you forgetting something? Right.
I know this. Okay. Yes. No. Many post-it notes with lists.
Okay. So if you're about to get married, you need to talk about money.
Yeah.
And you need to figure out, okay, what's your credit rating? What's your credit card situation? You need to go into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think people do. But it's important to have a plan. Are you doing a joint checking? Are you doing separate? What are you doing? What kind of free money you're doing? How much you're saving? Because you say, well, it's only $500. Why was that? Well, in 40 years, you'll be really happy about that $500.
Yeah.
Because stuff tends to compounding interest is kind of your secret. And right now, if you have a little money, a little cash, the banks are begging for your deposit.
I know that.
I mean, you get 5% money on it's a minimum deposits, but I mean, you get up to 5% just for having a, wow. I mean, in the last 20 years, it's been like 0.05. This is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 5%. It's like a CD. It's not even a CD. It's just an account. So they're begging for money. Busey is standing by to help you have the talk about money. And they'll be happy to meet with you anytime. But keep in mind, Busey has all that you need with the personal mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. Busey has a lot of experience with this. And they're sitting ready to wait and help you if you need it. You can go to Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. I do have a little polka music.
Okay.
Ready to go.
I'm glad you're getting that queued up.
Stand by, because it's...
See you Oktoberfest time, Saturday from 3 to 10 in downtown Champaign.
German and polky.
Yeah.
Polka.
I love it.
So we'll do that coming up. Smoke with Tim after the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about that Oktoberfest next. Mm-hmm. And then if you have any barbecue questions, you just text him on in to 217-359-2255. Fox Business Minute coming up. It's 8:18.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Van Ham vicinity. Finally, that upper weather system that's plagued the area with all or nothing outbreaks of showers and thunderstorms the past couple of days out to the east and down to the south of us. And in its stead, building high pressure to the surface and up aloft will take on an almost mid to late summer feel around here. Temperature-wise, no real cold air inside. Just slight cooling expected late next week and a drier weather pattern shaping up as well. Great news with outdoor work and harvest-related activities in mind. Partly sunny, 75 today. That's pretty much typical for the time of year. Bit of a northeast to north wind, but the next few hours have to contend with areas of dense fog. Keep an eye on those visibilities. Clear tonight, areas of fog again after midnight down to 55. Maybe some areas of dense fog tomorrow morning again, then mostly sunny for the afternoon, the high around about 80 degrees. Up near 80 over at West Lafayette and here on Saturday as well. Light east wind with sunshine, 82 on Sunday, middle 80s Monday and Tuesday, a couple of showers next Wednesday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin Douglas Mini Splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, it's Stevie J, and I've got a Stever offer for you. So maybe you or someone you know in your life needs a battery. Maybe it's a motorcycle battery, even a golf cart battery.
To indicate modest growth of 2.1%. The latest reading on the job market indicates it remains tight. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits last week came in smaller than predicted at 204,000, an increase of just 2,000. Continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, came in at 1.67 million, an increase of 12,000. GameStop shares are up 8%. Investor and board chairman Ryan Cohen has also been named chief executive. Clothing retailer Chico's is being taken private by investment firm Sycamore Partners, which will pay $1 billion. Shareholders will receive $7.60 a share for each Chico's share they own. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't love little polka music? Jody Harmon's in. How are you, Jody?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Real good.
I mean, you're telling me DSC, Developmental Services Center's 10th. Oktoberfest, that's not possible.
It is possible. I cannot believe it. And I cannot believe it's already time.
Right. And so many great bands and food. Let's get into what's happening in downtown Champaign on September 30th.
3 to 10 p.m. We're going to have the D Music Meisters, who's a traditional favorite.
Good. Yeah, really good.
From 4 to 8. And then we'll round out the evening with the Pocaholics, which... people love the Polkaholics, so we're excited to have them.
I mean, who plays the accordion anymore? Huh?
Right.
Who plays the accordion? Right. Anybody you know?
Well, we do have a gentleman that comes during the day, and they do not call it an accordion. They call it a button box. That's what Dave Marcoon is going to come, and he'll be there in the afternoon to be serenading people all around.
All right. I think it'll be fun.
I do, too.
The weather's going to be good.
The weather's going to be fantastic, and the gates open at 3 p.m.
How much do I pay to get in?
Well, for the adults, it's $10. And
they could give $20.
They could give.
It's Developmental Service Center.
It really is a donation to get in. You know, this is a fundraiser. So, and then the kids are $5, so those are under 12. And we have a kids zone from 3 to 6 p.m., so the whole family can come out early.
You don't have any bouncy houses.
Oh, for sure. We'll have a bouncy house.
Stevie,
definitely.
You might want to try that.
No, I hurt myself as kids, you know.
That's true. So, in any case, how about the food part of it? Are we paying for that? Is it a food truck style?
Yeah, we will have some food trucks there. So, Watson's Chicken will be there. They will have some German fare that they'll be serving. Of course, we'll always have the pretzels and the brats. They will be serving that this year, and they'll have a couple other options on their truck from their traditional menu that they have. And then we also have Smith Burger back again this year. They're doing a German brat patty with beer cheese and sauerkraut on it. It's fantastic.
Oh my goodness!
Yes,
that
they will also
great.
They will also be serving some pretzel bites, and then have a portion of their menu available as well.
Okay.
I don't know why you wouldn't go.
Right. You need to go. And you can bring that extra money and try to win some money.
Absolutely.
A raffle or something?
Yes, we are having a $5,000 cash raffle that we're only selling 1,500 tickets. So
how much are those tickets?
Tickets are one for $10 or three for $25. So
you dominate that.
Right?
I'll give you $100 and I get a lot of tickets.
Exactly. And who doesn't want a chance to win $5,000?
Do you have some in your purse? Because I want to take care of that.
I do have some. I have some with me.
And because we're a sponsor, we have those steins and stuff too.
So we've got, you know, you can buy these online.
Okay.
So you don't even have to come to the event. You can still support DSC.
Nice.
You can buy raffle tickets. You can even get merchandise if you don't want to come. We have t-shirts and beer steins, of course. We will be selling them. We haven't talked about the beer, though.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There's beer there?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Stevie.
We are so thankful to have some wonderful local breweries that will make a German Fest beer. Of course, you know Riggs.
Yeah.
Riggs, they have their own Oktoberfest, and they make an Oktoberfest beer. And then we'll also have Triptych there. They will have their Fest beer is called Alpine Hat Party. It's very fun.
Okay.
Very fun. And Blind Pig, of course, will be there selling their Oktoberfest. They'll have a couple of their other options as well. And then we do have some authentic German beers that we'll be serving. And for those that don't partake in the alcohol, we do have Pepsi products will
awesome.
Be there. So for sure. And the one other thing I forgot to say, for those that might not like beer, we do serve wine.
Okay.
Well, you got it covered.
You do.
You got it covered. And we want people to take part in Developmental Services Center. And I'd be remiss, just explain what you do in case people don't know.
True.
DSC is a nonprofit organization that provides services and supports to children and adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the Champaign and Ford County.
You craft purpose for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
And you do a great job. I'm a big fan of DSC, and I think it's one of those when the government like cuts some funding, I'm going, there are a lot of things I'd cut funding for, but not for families that really, 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 really need.
Right.
I mean, I was just, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, and right after this event, Jody, you'll be working on the Tree of Hope. We were a Tree of Hope family in 2006 with Aiden, getting services in our home when we saw that he wasn't meeting these developmental milestones as a young toddler. Judy Olam came in, did some in-home therapy for us. We had a networking group. I just saw somebody inside the last 2 weeks that was in that room with me and asking about my son. Of course, I asked about her kids. So it's so impactful to our lives to empower parents with some techniques so they can have productive play, essentially.
Right, right. Tree of Hope is going to be kicking off the first part of November. We're so excited to show off our new family that we've selected this year and share their story, because that really is what it's all about, is sharing the story of how DSC has helped families and children in the community.
That's right. Jody. And on that concept, it's a $50 bulb donation. Actually, you donate $50 and they light the bulb, and it's right there at Market View and Prospect. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that tree throughout the holiday season. In fact, till the end of January, getting more and more lit.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it'll start in the beginning of November. Those bulbs will start turning on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited.
Jody Harmon, how can people find out more information about this weekend, Tree of Hope, the whole thing?
Yeah, they can go to our website at dsc-illinois.org.
Hey, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thanks for all your work. All righty, it's going to be a big weekend. Oktoberfest, downtown Champaign.
3 to 10. Learn more at dsc-illinois.org.
We'll be right back. ESPN 93.5. Hi, it's Stevie J, and I've got a Stever offer for you. So maybe you or someone you know in your life needs a battery. Maybe it's a motorcycle battery, even a golf cart battery. boat battery, car or truck battery. It's a battery from Interstate Batteries. I'll give you $150 toward that purchase. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. They're terrific. Go talk to Mark Martinez. He's at Interstate Batteries, which is on North Madison Champaign. They're terrific. So go to ghoststever.com. If you're not registered, it'll take a minute to sign in. Accept offers and make sure you click that thing and you'll have a chance at $150 for a battery from Interstate Batteries. All part of our Stever deal. Have to use this within 7 days and you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. That's all I ask from you. Make sure you get registered if you're not already. GoStever.com. I'm giving you my money. You buy stuff and keep it. Interstate Batteries, all part of our Stever program at GoStever.com. Thanks for listening. Hey, folks, fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 7 Republican presidential candidates at their second debate of the campaign used some of their time attacking each other. Nikki Haley, after Vivek Ramaswamy praised the Chinese-owned TikTok social media app.
You're now wanting kids to go and get on this social media that's dangerous for all of us. You went and you were in business with the Chinese that gave Hunter Biden $5 million. We can't trust you.
The Senate's only black Republican, Tim Scott, says welfare assistance has hurt black families.
Black families survived slavery. We survived poll taxes and literacy tests. We survived discrimination being woven into the laws of our country.
The debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California was co-hosted by Fox Business. The next debate is November 8th in Miami. New weekly unemployment claims up slightly at 204,000. Second quarter economic growth comes in at 2.1% in the Labor Department's final reading. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Republican-controlled House Judiciary Committee is blaming Democrats for the violent crime in Chicago. During a hearing, committee chairman and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan said the left has implemented pro-criminal policies that have allowed dangerous criminals to remain on the streets. Illinois Department of Agriculture confirming the first detection of spotted lanternfly in Illinois. Following a report of a live adult on September 16th, officials visiting the area of the report identified a moderately populated area of spotted lantern fly days later. Specimens collected and submitted for ID, with confirmation results being received yesterday. Authorities identifying the Champaign County jail inmate who died over the weekend. The county sheriff's office has correctional staff on an unresponsive inmate Sunday. The Champaign County coroner's office identified him as Raymond Gwynn Jr. His cause of death has yet to be released. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jill Miller.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Finally, we have moved that upper weather system that's starting to move on out towards the Ohio into the Lower Lakes region. There, you'll find scattered showers and thunderstorms. Around here, though, plenty of low-level moisture, longer nights, and where skies have cleared on up. Plenty of fog to contend with this morning and some thick pockets as well, but a partly sunny afternoon in store. Up to 75 with a light northeast to north wind. Mostly clear tonight. Probably, again, repeat the fog situation after midnight. Low down to 55. time. Areas of fog tomorrow morning, then becoming mostly sunny, warm, the high around 80 degrees with a light northeast to north wind. Clear in the 50s tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, late summer-like. Gorgeous weather here and over at West Lafayette for football. Sunshine, warm, the high around 80, up to 82 on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, it's middle 80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. Could be a stray shower Wednesday at 82. Slightly cooler air. Temperatures back in the 70s next Thursday and Friday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's Grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's Grill. And now award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
Can I call myself a pitmaster, Tim? Is that legal?
Of course you can. Of course you can. Okay. If you work on a pit, you can call it.
Maybe you just end it pit. He's a pit. I mean, that probably isn't as nice, but I'm not a master of anything like that. I mean, I told Diane last hour, Tim Onstott, he and Donna go out and they do these competitions. Yeah. He's had a big one in October. You're in Indiana? It's Terre Haute. What's this big show? We're going to talk about this. This is WTHI in Terre Haute?
Yeah, the TV station is putting on the Fork in the Road Barbecue Fest at the Mill Concert Venue in Terre Haute. 25 to 30 teams competing, over $10,000 in prize money, and we'll be there.
Well, that's a biggie. You're sleeping in your own bed at that one, baby, right? I mean, you're comfortable. It's just Terre Haute.
Well, I'll sleep near the pits. I won't get too far away from the pits.
Yeah. You got to be there to know that it's 212 degrees, not 213.
Exactly.
Just like me. I'm just like that. I'm like Tim. Mine goes between 500 and 600, whatever. Right? Okay. It's too hot. Okay. So as far as a common backyard dude like me that, you know, not great at it, but obviously would like to be better at it, what are some mistakes? I haven't talked to you about this. So tell me the mistakes Stevie J makes, because I bet you'll know.
Well, Stevie, you do more grilling than smoking. But if you smoked, one of the biggest mistakes is people oversmoke the meat.
You mean too much of the little pieces of wood I put in that side thing? Is that what I'm...
No, too long under smoke. Once meat hits 150 degrees, those muscle fibers tighten up and they will not take any more smoke. So all you're doing is laying down ash and soot on top of it. That's where the bitter flavor from smoked meat instead of the sweet wood smoke flavor comes from.
So the key is controlling or at least understanding where I am on temperature on the meat. And some of these master built or whatever the heck I have, they have a remote thing, right? So I can keep track of that thing, I think.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And the key is to get, once that meat hits 150, get it covered up, get it wrapped to preserve that flavor. Use aluminum foil. Some people use butcher paper, something to keep that soot off of the meat.
I got you. So 150, I go ding, 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 go wrap it up.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, that doesn't seem too hard, except that you got to be patient, and then you got to keep track of it, because sometimes I'll forget and be watching Netflix or something. That'd be bad.
You can't do that.
The second big
thing is probably over or under cooking, and you need quality meat thermometer to know where you're at for that. The sweet spot you're trying to hit is where it's tender but doesn't fall apart for brisket, fall off the bone for ribs. A lot of people like that, but technically that's overcooked.
Fall off the bone for ribs is overcooked. That's just a common misperception. Mm. Oh, you're supposed it was fall off the bone. That's too long, according to Tim here.
Yeah, that you get a mushy texture to it, and you want to have the good meat chew. That's why we eat meat, is because of the texture. But the pork. you don't want it to be mush in your mouth. You want it to be good and have some firmness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to hit that sweet spot, and that's hard to do.
But you make it, as far as the smoking, 150 degrees. I honestly had never heard that, so that's helpful. And it's something that, frankly, guys can get better at if they just try a little bit, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Practice. Practice all the time.
When did you know you were pretty good at it? Is there a moment when you said, you know what? Not only do I enjoy this, but you know, it's probably challenging every time out because your piece of meat's different.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone's different. We started finding out we could win a little bit doing it. And the biggest honor was like this weekend when we were asked to do a wedding for Damon and Alyssa.
How did that go? What kind of stress level between 1 and 10 was that one?
Those are harder than competitions on me because you don't want to screw up somebody's big day. And found out the whole story on their first date. They were at a competition and tried our brisket and tasted it and said that's what they want if they ever get married.
Wow.
So that was special to us.
Well, didn't they move the date because you weren't available? Right? I mean,
yes, they moved it back 2 weeks. They asked us a year and a half ago to do this.
Unbelievable.
But those people ate brisket. They went through a full serving pan of brisket in 7 minutes. They went through brisket faster than a Dixie chopper goes through grass. I'm telling you.
That's a good one. Hey, but so the only way you'll cook for another wedding is if the last name is Onstott, maybe, or?
No, we do one wedding a year. We've got a wedding booked next September.
So we can get in 2025 maybe, huh?
yeah, I think that may be open.
That's so funny.
But I'm gonna talk about the last big mistake that people make, and it's simple. It's not letting the meat rest before you cut it or slice it. You got to give those muscle fibers a chance to relax and reabsorb some of that juice that they put out while they were cooking and working hard to get to that temperature for you. You got to let it rest and get that flavor back into
it. How long do I, because I'm hungry, man, how long do I have to let it rest?
Well, thinner cuts like a steak or ribs, maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, we can do that. All right.
A thick cut like a pork butt or a brisket, you want to go longer. You want to go at least 30 minutes for me. That's what I do. I try to rest my brisket as long as possible, preferably an hour. But brisket is, we found out that it's even better the next day. So.
Well, what do I do to watch you work in Terre Haute? How does that, where would I go? What's the date again on that, WTHI?
October 7th. Ooh. The gates open at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a little different on turn-in times. It's a non-sanctioned event, so we're turning in at, I think, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then the overall champions announced at 8. They have music going on. Things to do. You can try, the ticket allows you to try meat from all of the teams and vote for a People's Choice champion. We're going to shoot for that, maybe fall short, but we're going to have some fun. I got six real good friends and family coming to cook with us, and we're just going to have a good time.
Well, and Illinois plays on the 6th, so the 7th's open for Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. It's Eastern time in Terre Haute, isn't it?
Yes, it is Eastern time.
Okay. Good tip and good to know. And you could hire me to wear like a bread sandwich board walking around saying Tim's the best.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I like that.
Well, we've got a T-shirt for you. Diane, you want to come down? We've got T-shirts. Yes.
Excellent.
It's Tim Onstott. It's Smoke. We got him going on Thursdays at this time. And if you ever have any questions, he knows the answer. 217-359-2255. All right, we'll call you next Thursday, my friend. Good work.
Thank you, Stevie. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Tim Onstott, Smoke. He's with Dedicated Diesel, Gail Frerichs Trucking. They got it going on with those two companies.
The Dixie Chopper, too, with that fast mower.
I'm telling you, Dedicated Diesel's on Triumph as you drive on Route 45 toward Rantoul and past Farm and Fleet on the left, Triumph Drive. They got these very, very, very good lawnmowers that go the fastest ever.
And it's the end of the season. Yeah. Maybe you want to upgrade right now while the price is
No, they're talking about not turning down any reasonable offer.
That's
and
right.
People have saved thousands on this deal.
Absolutely.
They have a few left. All right. Remember the group?
Deep Purple.
Oh, Deep Purple. Very, very good. It is 8:43. Quick sports weather before we get out of here on this Thursday, September 28th. ESPN 93.5.
Fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with liquid death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth. 844, you know Chuck Ruth.
I do.
I mean, you're going to get a better building than Coach House. I mean, they build some seriously good garages. I mean, really, really good. Okay, so I guess Purdue. I know it's a game we can win.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I know it's a game we can lose.
Yeah.
And I really don't want to lose to Purdue. Why is that? Because our defensive coordinator's over there.
Ryan Walters.
Is Brett Bielema feel the same?
Right.
Going, hey, great guy.
But
can't lose.
Does he know a bunch of secrets about us
He probably recruited a few guys, right? I don't know if he did or not, but he probably did. Anyway, yeah, so you got that going on, and you hate to have... He hasn't coached... He's coached four games in his life.
I know.
Anyway. But you know, it's at Purdue, and they've got a good quarterback. Hudson Card comes from, Texas. They got some wide receivers that look like Isaiah Williams, except they got, like, three of them. So, I mean, they're pretty good. We should be able to move the ball. But, again, if we make mistakes after whistle penalties or... interceptions, fumbles, I mean, we'll lose.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to play pretty clean to win it. Anyway, who's going to be nervous about
right,
that?
Right, right. Yeah,
who cares? Right? Because if we win that, yeah. Because you're bringing Nebraska in, home game Friday night. Yeah. Anyway, it's a big game. Big game. And it's Purdue's favorite. So.
Mm-hmm. Penn State is who our Illini volleyball team will play at 8 o'clock in Huff Hall. It'll be great to see a big old crowd for that. And we had Parkland volleyball team winning yesterday over John Wooden Community College. They've been winning a bunch of games. Michigan State coach Mel Tucker officially out. Football tonight, we haven't talked about Green Bay and Jordan Love and the Lions.
I like the Lions. I think the Lions, frankly, the division is going to be Detroit or Green Bay to win the Central. That's the old black and blue division because the Bears aren't going to win it and... neither are the Vikings, I don't think. Anyway, so Lions and Packers tonight, could be good Thursday night game. And remember, last game last year, Lions went into Lambeau Field, Green Bay, and beat the Green Bay Packers in Aaron Rodgers' last game to keep the Packers out of the playoffs.
I see.
So the Lions are, I think, the real deal, I think. We'll see. It'll be a good game.
So I guess I'm avoiding all the baseball talk here with the other headlines, but Milwaukee over St. Louis 3-2 yesterday. Their game's a 3-10 start here on ESPN 93.5. Speaking of Milwaukee, it looks like Damian Lillard has been traded to the Bucks.
Big three-team trade, and that makes Milwaukee has become the NBA favorites now to win the championship.
Giannis and
Dillard. Pretty good.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's the Cubs setup.
Okay.
They lost again, a very, very, very tough loss. Again, Cubs have been playing pretty good baseball, and they lost 6-5 last night on the bottom of the 10th. And so I just think the Braves are super good, hard to beat. But the Cubs got to figure it out because right now Miami and the Cubs are tied for the third wild card spot. I don't know if it matters. If you go in, you're going to go very deep. But you want to get in because you might get hot.
Yep.
And hot beats better. So anyway, it's a big game today, tonight. 6 o'clock, I think we're going the air somewhere around there. And it's trying to beat Atlanta once, and then you go to Milwaukee, And I don't think Milwaukee's going to say, boy, I sure want my buddies, the Cubs, to get in. So, well, Milwaukee have a little juice to thwart them from getting in.
You're right.
Miami has to go to New York, play the Mets today. Then they have three games in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh hasn't been laying down for anybody. So that's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. So everybody's on the road, and everybody has some pretty challenging games. The bottom line is, if Miami wins their final four games, Cubs are out no matter what because they control the tiebreaker. And all the Cubs can do is win one and hope Miami loses one and finish one game up because the tie means they lose. They can't tie.
That's right.
Anyway, that's where we are.
Go Cubs, US 105.9 with the action.
Check your weather next.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Okay, one more time with Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Van Ham vicinity. Finally, that upper weather system that's plagued the area with all or nothing outbreaks of showers and thunderstorms the past couple of days out to the east and down to the south of us, and in its stead, building high pressure to the surface and up aloft. We'll take on an almost mid to late summer feel around here. Temperature-wise, no real cold air in sight, just slight cooling expected late next week, and a drier weather pattern shaping up as well. Great news with outdoor work and harvest-related activities in mind. Partly sunny, 75 today. That's pretty much typical for the time of year. Bit of a northeast to north wind, but the next few hours have to contend with areas of dense fog. Keep an eye on those visibilities. Clear tonight, areas of fog again after midnight, down to 55. Maybe some areas of dense fog tomorrow morning again. Then mostly sunny for the afternoon, the high around about 80 degrees. Up near 80 over West Lafayette and here on Saturday as well. Light east wind with sunshine. 82 on Sunday. Middle 80s Monday, Tuesday. A couple of showers next Wednesday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
851 ESPN 93.5. Don't forget, this afternoon we do have Cardinal baseball. And yeah, it doesn't, this first time I can remember that it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's very rare for Cardinal games not to matter. Mm-hmm. And this is one of them.
Yep.
But I think Jordan Walker is the real deal. I think he's going to be a big star.
Awesome.
So that's good. But I don't know how the Cardinals are going to look next year. There's all kinds of grumbling about John Mozeliak and Ollie being the manager.
Right.
Even the staunch Cardinal fans are just not super happy right now. Just don't go through seasons where you're 20 games under 500. It might be the worst ever for the Cardinals because I don't think they ever finished last.
Right.
Alone.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been and the worst part.
Last on the Cardinals.
Well, the worst part is they were supposed to be first. So
I know they had such a great preseason.
Well, everybody thought the pitching was always going to be, gosh, I hope it's, you know, but, and it wasn't, and it's all about pitching. You got to be able to stop people from scoring all those mm-hmm. runs. Anyway, so here's hoping Cardinals get it back. Cubs got to be fired up. I think David Ross and the Cubs have had exceeded expectations by a lot. I don't think anybody, I think if you said, here's what we're into last four games, it's coming down to with the Cardinals, right? No, Cubs. It's all about the Cubs, and that wasn't expected. I mean, it wasn't expected for the Yankees to have a bad season. Padres spent a lot of money. The Mets spent a bazillion, and they had a bad year. Cardinals had a bad – it's just been one of those – well, it's kind of fun. It's got all kinds of new people in there. Baltimore?
Sure.
Baltimore's
sure.
a great team.
Yeah.
So it's and I just rooting against Houston. I think I always will. They never got the booze they deserve for the whole cheating scandal because of COVID. They were protected for those years. But there are still people probably like me that go, you know what? You hurt people. You hurt a lot of players. You hurt a lot of teams. You hurt a lot of managers. You hurt a lot of people. And the players got zero penalty. They just were traded. They moved on. Manager was banned. Then he got a new job. New manager of the Detroit Tigers.
Yep.
You guys cheated. There's got to be consequences for doing that. What'd you do to Yu Darvish? He was the Dodger pitcher that nobody could hit until the Houston Astros just shredded him, and he didn't recover for a year. That's so bad to do to a fellow athlete, to just make him feel like, I can't pitch anymore. Oh, because you knew the pitch coming.
Yeah.
So bad.
Banging on a garbage
can. Oh, man. And I think Jose Altuve had a wire in his body giving him signals because he wouldn't rip his jacket off because his wife said, don't take your... Come on, man.
You guys cheated so bad.
Anyway, Houston's on the edge, and I'm certainly not rooting for Houston. That's one team. I don't hate anything or anybody, but I don't want them to win.
Okay.
So, all right. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, between 7 and 9. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Don't forget your free batteries. I'm handing them out from Interstate Batteries, Car, Truck, or Van. Just go to GhostSteever.com if you are interested in getting in there and having a shot at this. GhostSteever.com for Interstate Batteries. So that's today's Stever offer. You can join and enter. All right, talk to you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get five bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with liquid death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the Jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary. And now through December, when you purchase a garage, you can enter to win 5% off. Just visit CoachHouseGarages.com. That's CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck Ruth. Hi, it's Stevie J, and I've got a Stever offer for you. So maybe you or someone you know in your life needs a battery. Maybe it's a motorcycle battery, even a golf cart battery, boat battery, car or truck battery. It's a battery from Interstate Batteries. I'll give you $150 toward that purchase. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. They're terrific. Go talk to Mark Martinez. He's at Interstate Batteries, which is on North Madison Champaign. They're terrific. So go to ghoststever.com. If you're not registered, it'll take a minute to sign in. Accept offers and make sure you click that thing and you'll have a chance at $150 for a battery from Interstate Batteries. All part of our Stever deal. Have to use this within 7 days and you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. That's all I ask from you. Make sure you get registered if you're not already. GoStever.com. I'm giving you my money. You buy stuff and keep it. Interstate Batteries, all part of our Stever program at GoStever.com. Thanks for listening.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.